Right, it's Thursday, and of course that means it's time for our SME feature for the week. I'm joined in studio by co-founder of Dime Beauty, which is a beauty app. Now, Dime Beauty does more than make existing interactions between end users and service providers efficient. And to tell us more about this is Roger Haynes. Thank you very much for joining us, Roger. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
I'm very well, thank you. So you have a DJing background, and then you moved to hair. How did this all start for you?
I was a tour DJ for a long time. Like I said, I worked with prominent South African hip-hop artists and also worked with a couple of jazz bands. And I toured internationally for about 11 years. So after I got tired of the whole traveling thing, I needed to find something else to do, you know. It gets pretty lonely on the road. And after like 2 years of research, I decided that the beauty industry is actually ready for a shift to move from the old school brick and mortar type setup to something more on demand, to more instant gratification. And I decided to build a beauty app.
Sure. And you had struggled to get your hair done. Tell us about that story.
Yeah. I moved from Joburg back to Cape Town, but I didn't want to live in the city. I'm not really a fan of like the city life. So I stayed about an hour outside of Cape Town. And whenever it was time to get my dreadlocks shampooed and twisted and stuff, I couldn't find anybody in my neighborhood. So I had to always drive all the way to Cape Town to get my hair done. So I thought there must be an easier way, you know. Sure. Like, I'm sure there's people who do dreadlocks in the neighborhood. Sure. The only thing is like finding them and making sure that they're kind of like listed so I can find them. So, yeah, all these things that I experienced was like... helped me to start this business, because most businesses are based on a solution. You introduce a solution into the market, and that's kind of like what Dime is. It's a solution to make interactions between service providers and clients just more convenient. And yeah,
you may be in the beauty business, but there's nothing glamorous about starting a business. Hey,
no.
For 2 years, I understand you had to do market research. Tell us about what it actually took to get to this point.
You really have to understand the psychology of the market, you know. You first have to do like quite a lot of experiments or like research just to see if people would be interested in what you have to offer. You can't just start a business not knowing if there's a market for it, and you can't introduce a solution like this into the market if the market is not, if the people is not ready to accept it. So we had to do quite a lot of things to make sure that this is actually something that the people wanted. Mm. And after a lot of engagement with our end users and service providers, we realized that, yeah, this is something that would work. And the beauty industry, the spa and beauty industry is, you always have to go there, you know. So, like, let's say you go and do a massage at a spa, then you still have to get in your car and drive back. Mm. Kind of like defeats the purpose. Mm. So you're stressed again.
You come back stressed from the traffic.
So what if people can just come straight to your home and give you a massage, and then you hop in the shower and go sleep? You
sure.
know? Get your nails and hair done just before you go to an event, instead of going somewhere, getting your nails and hair done, going back home to get dressed, and then leave. So the beauty industry is based on like four C's, right? It's it's convenience. Then they want comfort. They care about costs. And coupons.
Coupons?
You guys love coupons.
Oh.
Like, give me a discount on this, or give me a discount on that, or let me earn loyalty points for this, or, you know.
Yeah.
So once you adhere to these four C's, people seem to be like, oh, okay, cool. Mm-hmm. This is what I get from a normal brick and mortar salon, so.
You download the app and?
You download the app that you can browse the app as a guest user. You don't have to sign up or do anything. You just go in, check out the app, see what all the services that's available.
Sure.
You can check the prices and also see how much it would cost for the call out. And if you're happy with everything, then you sign up and book your service.
This is also putting other people on, right? Because you then source different people from the beauty industry to get onto the app.
The app is a facilitation platform. It's basically just because our solution to the industry was like, if you look at the beauty industry, once people leave beauty school, somatologists and everything, like only 8 to 12% find employment in the formal sector, right? 35% start their own businesses, and then you have like 50-odd% who's either freelance or unemployed. So it's the same with, like, for instance, your Ubers. You have all these people with driver's license out there, but they can't get a job.
Mm.
So now you can just use that, get a car, and start earning money on your own terms. Because with Dime, there's no, like, we tell you when to work or what services you have to take. You just work whenever you want, whenever you have some free time. Or if you need the app just to fill up empty slots in your calendar, you can do so. Yeah, this... It's all about the freelance economy, basically.
Hey, don't we know all about that? And in terms of where you are in the country, is this only in Gauteng? Is it in Cape Town? Is it in KZN? Where are you?
Three cities for now: Cape Town, Joburg, and Durban. Durban is actually the, for a while it was the most active city, and then things just started picking up in Joburg also. But we're planning to expand to all, like, the 10 major cities in South Africa. But that's still a process. So we're hoping to start this national rollout by, like, December.
Sure. We hear a lot about unemployment, and people say, well, create your own job, go into entrepreneurship. Mm-hmm. And you've highlighted some of the difficulties that it's not easy. What would you say to somebody that's listening right now and is thinking, I really want to do something, but I'm not so sure about the environment being conducive?
Oof. I know it sounds like an easy question, or like a easy question, or straightforward question to answer, but it's not. People can actually invest in themselves, and because they, like I said, the world is moving towards a freelance economy or a gig economy, where you just trade your own skills, right? And if you look, if you go to any city in South Africa, you'll see like a lot of buildings are becoming. Like a lot of businesses are downscaling. They don't need all that space anymore because most of this work can just be outsourced.
Mm.
So if you're like an accountant and you are unemployed, you can just make sure that people have access to you, make sure that you're visible. And then if anybody ever needs an accountant, they find you somewhere through some portal. Your basic cook, your basic domestic worker can now...
Sure.
You know, make themselves visible to the world out there,
right,
and sell their skills.
Thank you very much for joining us. Unfortunately, we have run out of time. Co-founder of Dime Beauty, Roger Hennis, and of course, his app called Dime Beauty. And you can download it even now.